Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Here to Inspire Radio. I am your host, Aisha, and it's another Tuesday afternoon, or evening rather, and I'm just really happy to be here. I'm thankful for all those that have tuned in live. I'm thankful for all of you that have tuned in thus far. This is my third show, and so far it's been going pretty good. I've been getting great feedback. The purpose of this show altogether was just to share different topics, different situations, different scenarios that I probably personally am going through, but because we have more in common than we do apart, I believe there's always someone that could potentially relate to what's going on. So I'm about sharing information, sharing solutions, and just coming up with different topics that we are all facing right now, because most people that I personally know are in some sort of a transition. Just rapid change has been happening for a lot of people right now, and a lot of people have a lot of questions, don't necessarily know where to turn or where to start, and a lot of the questions are beginning within. So I'm just here to put the information out there and, like I continue to say, be as transparent as possible with my life and with what I'm going through in hopes to inspire another person. So tonight, we're going to talk about letting go, which is a big topic for lots of people, including self. Before I get started, I want to give out the guest call-in number. It's 310-807-5193. That will enable you to call in and connect with me live, and we can just dialogue a bit about letting go tonight. Some things around letting go that I had thought about were letting go of people, places, jobs, situations, or just anything that not necessarily be serving you anymore or in alignment with what your higher purpose is, because I believe we all on the planet, no one is here by accident or just to take up space. Whether we know that or not varies from person to person, but I think innately when we go within and just really start to listen to what our heart tells us and pay attention to the signs around us, you know, it'll help us come in a little bit more alignment with what we're supposed to do on the planet. So sometimes part of that process is learning to let go of things. And all year I've been learning that lesson, whether I wanted to learn it or not. Sometimes things are, or situations are kind of just forced upon us, and we are made to have to let go of a situation, whether we were ready to let go of it or not. Or I would call myself nostalgic or sentimental and like, oh, I like to hold on to certain things and pictures and photographs and stuff. And other people will call this hoarding. It just really depends on how you choose to look at it. But now, since I've had so much change and transition in my life this year with my career, with my home, and relationships and everything, I am learning that the sooner I release and let go and let God take over the situation, that I feel lighter. First of all, physically, I feel lighter. And other doors just miraculously open up. So even though I may be holding on for dear life and it may feel or appear as if I'm losing something, in all actuality, when I finally just release it from, and I mean release it, not just say, okay, I'm released it, but really release it from your spirit to where when you're thinking about it, there's no more anxiety around it. You're not breathing deep and hyperventilating and things like that when you think about whatever this thing is that you have to let go of. And more times than not, I find when I release it, whatever else I may have been either consciously or subconsciously thinking about or wanting to experience is right there. But I, in my past, would get in the way of that all the time, and I know of a lot of other people would get in the way of it because we'll be holding on to things, whether, you know, and it could be anything. It could be a car. It can even be down to clothes. Some people may know I do these clothing swaps, and it's another way of just purging and releasing the old to make room for the new, you know, and I try and make a habit of doing that seasonally. If you have stuff that's just hanging out in your closet or that you haven't worn in 2 years or more, it's probably time to let it go. If there's some other things that you've been wanting to see in your closet, but you're still holding on to, you know, some boots from 5 years ago that just because you have them and you never wear them, you know, there's someone else that could be getting good wear out of those boots. And you see, as soon as you let it go and share with someone else, new things happen for you and things will open up. So I have several very patient callers waiting on the line that I want to join in on this conversation of letting go and why we hold on to places and situations. And maybe some of you can share your personal experiences or things that you have gone through that and lessons you've learned while you were letting go and purging. So the first call I have is, oh, they just hung up. So the second caller that I have is from a 510-219 prefix. Hello, caller. You're live on the air with Aisha. Can you hear me? Hello, caller, can you hear me?
Yes, can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Hi, this is Aisha. What's your name? Uh-oh. I think we lost that caller. Caller, please give us a call back. The number again is 310-807-5193. I'm going to try and connect the next caller from 510-452 prefix. Hello, caller. This is Aisha. You're live on the air here to Inspire Radio. What's your name? Caller? Hello, caller. All right, maybe they're not ready to speak yet, so let's go ahead and try and bring this 219 person back in. Be patient with me with the phones, people. I'm still kind of working the switchboard and learning it here. So,
hello?
Caller from 510-219 number. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hi, this is Aisha. What's your name?
My name's Ernest. How are you, Aisha?
Hey, Ernest. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, sweetheart.
Good. Good to hear from you. What would you like to share about letting go this evening?
It is good. It actually is helpful in every aspect of your life. And it helps you to grow and release anxiety and things you don't need, in short. But I have had the same experiences you talked about. And, you know, in my mind, the universe and God has brought me some very interesting things upon purging and letting go. So I totally agree with you in that, and it does take practice. It's not something that people just happen to have all the time naturally. It takes a level of understanding and just a level of courage to do it, because there's a lot of fear around letting things go.
That's
true. And so you tend to want to hold back on releasing it, knowing that you want something new or different, and yet you tend to find things and situations that make you hold on to it.
Yeah, I think a lot of that also has to do with comfort and complacency and just overall fear of new things. You know, I think we all are kind of creatures. A lot of people are just like creature comforts, you know, just used to being comfortable and in a familiar environment with familiar people, with a familiar routine. So sometimes for people that are more fixed than others, it can be very challenging to release. So I do agree with you. Thank you for your comment. You're welcome to hang on. I do want to invite some of these other callers on that have been holding very patiently.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, Ernest. Thank you. Hello, caller from 510-452 prefix. This is Aisha with Here to Inspire. Can you hear me? Hello, caller. All right, on to the next one. Hello, caller, 510-232 prefix. This is Aisha with Here to Inspire. Can you hear me? Caller, did you have a comment? I'm guessing that some people are calling in to also just listen in, and that's fine also. If you're not online and can't reach us, you can listen also through the telephone number. So I'm just going to call out for you twice, and if I don't hear, I'm just going to reuse the line again. So caller, let's see. We have one other person here, 510-759 number. Can you hear me?
Yes, hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah,
I sure can. Hi, this is Aisha. Can you hear me?
Yeah, this is Marvin.
Huh? Hi, Marvin.
Marvin.
How are you?
What up? I'm good.
Good to hear from you.
Likewise.
Yes, I can hear you fine.
Oh, you can't wait
for
Tuesday.
What do you want to share about letting go, Marvin?
Well, I agree with what I think his name Ernest. What Ernest said about, you know, the
mm-hmm.
practice, and you know, for some people it's a difficult task to do. It takes a consistent practice to do that. I mean, from my own experience, like I can share like how it can hinder you if you don't like let go of certain situations. It could possibly, in a relationship aspect, it can hinder your next relationship if you have issues with, maybe you have issues with, you have mother issues, it can hinder your relationship with females in a female and female relationship if you don't truly deal with that situation.
That's very true, and a lot of people don't realize that. More times than not, a lot of times in relationships, we will go after characteristics that we think are familiar to us, whether they are good or bad, and they are normally going to be whoever our primary caretaker was, you know, whether it's your mom or your dad. So that makes a lot of sense. So what about situations and scenarios? I talk about unhappy people in work all the time because, as an esthetician, I've serviced lots of people, primarily women, and generally when they're lying down, they're comfortable. A lot of times they'll share their lives or share their intimacies with me, and I'm thankful for that. But one of the most common things I hear are people that are unhappy in their day-to-day routine, unhappy with their job, just unhappy with their routines. And half of these people even have an idea of what else they would like to do outside of what they're doing. The other half have no idea. They just know they hate what they're doing. But there's a small percentage that actually knows what it is that they would like to do and just don't really know where to start, or they're afraid of letting go of the stability that their job, for, you know, because that's what we're talking about here, that their job may provide for them. What appears to be stability, and then, you know, a lot of them have gotten laid off with the economy being the way that it's been, and I've seen lots of people over the last year kind of thrust or pushed into whatever it is that their dreams are. You know, they're just thrown out there because they were laid off. So Some of them may have gotten a severance, some of them may have not, but all of a sudden they have all this time on their hands to think and do some of the things they've always desired to do, and that's just another example of letting go. Sometimes the letting go is forced upon us, though, as opposed to just shared. Are you still there, Collins?
Yeah. You want me to respond?
Oh, no, no, only if you have a comment. I was just checking to see
who's still on the line. As far as the job situation is, sometimes, yeah, people are forced to seek other means and other avenues when they're either laid off or fired, even though systematically they really hated that job and they was like, I want to leave. But then when they're forced to do it, they have no choice but to do it. I think people just get comfortable in their everyday living, like even with a job, or sometimes they were led to believe that they really need that job when they really don't like it, though, for whatever reason. And they just comfortable, whether it they say, I don't want to say it's an excuse, but people have families or they have things that they have other obligations or other obligations that they think that they truly need to sustain them. So they stay in that job and be unhappy. I just say do what you want to do. You know, you don't make it. Either you want to do it or you don't. You got to make concessions in your life. Everything takes an action plan. You know, you just take steps. If you don't, my grandfather always told me, you know, don't rely on, don't get comfortable and rely on everything. We got to know how to be able to do, like, many different things, you know? So,
yeah.
I don't know. My advice to somebody is just to do what you love, because if you don't really like what you do, you're not really going to do a good job at it. And when you're forced to go and seek other means or other actions of making a living, but you really never like that job anyway. So I just say go do it. It's just, just make concessions in your life and just go for what you know. Go for what you believe. Have the faith and take the leap of faith every day you take that faith every day you walk out of your house. You know, you take a chance. So I just say go take a chance. What do you have to lose?
Yeah, and that's a really good example that you gave. You do take a chance every time we leave our house or the comfort of your home. Anything could happen to us at any time in any place. So we are always taking a risk. When we leave our houses or things. But I think with a job, there's just this comfort around a consistent check that's coming in at an appointed amount of time. You can rely on how much that is, and you can kind of create your life around what that may be. Like, I know when I first became self-employed and opened Exotic Faces 10 years ago, I went and got a job at a night job working at a group home. And I got the group home job because I still had a few bills, like my car note, and I had to pay rent and things like that. So I would work at night, and then in the morning I would go in and open up my business and work the business. And after about a year, you know, the business had grown enough to where it was okay for me to step away from the night job. But the night job provided me with benefits, like I had insurance and everything through it, and it was pretty easy for the most part. I would go up there and go to sleep, wake the girls up, take them breakfast. It was easy money, in my opinion. But on the flip side, you know, I would be tired sometimes and not have all the energy that I needed to put into my business. So at some point, there was actually a situation, an altercation that I got into with one of the youth that was there. And for me, that was my definite sign that it was time for me to go, because I had gotten into this altercation and, you know, I don't do drama. So that was just a sign for me that it was time for me to let go of that situation. And as soon as I did, it's like the business almost doubled for me. Because my attention was now not divided in two places, I was able to focus on what my passion is, what my dream was, 100%, and trust that it was still going to be able to take care of my rent and my basic necessities and needs. So that in itself was a leap of faith for me to leave the job. And it did take a quick second, but it was the right thing for me to do at that particular time, you know. And sometimes we just have to jump into the water for that, you know. Just jump in there. So, yes, I would love to hear from anybody else out there that's listening that may have some feedback or comments or anything like that on letting go. The number is 310-807-5193. And we're talking about letting go this evening. I do have another person here holding. Let's see if they want to come live in from the 510-452 number. Hello, 510-452 number. Did you have a comment this evening? This is Aisha. 452, did you have a comment? No? All right. We'll just mute you again. I take it that you're just listening in as well, and that's fine. The next person I have is the 510-232 number. I'm going to see if I can bring you in. Hello, caller. Did you have a comment this evening on letting go? Hello, caller. Did you have a comment? The 510-232 number. No. Okay, we'll go ahead and mute you as well, and I take it. Caller, did you have a comment? All right, I take it that person just wants to listen to. So that's fine. No problem. I'm going to go ahead and play a song for you right now and take a little break. This is a song by High Tech. I like High Tech. Tyler Quali and High Tech, they're both on the song. Let's go.
I came home late, you were not there. I didn't care, I think we both know it's over. We need to let it go.
I know I ain't follow the blueprint. Treated you like you stupid. But without your support, I couldn't be doing this music. It was a long time ago that we was both struck by Cupid. But miscommunication has stalled the love movement.
Show's over.
Exit. Right.
That lady.
Show.
it's over. We need to let it go.
That was High Tech and Talib Kweli, Let It Go. I like that song. It's always been a favorite of mine. Not only is it good for me to dance to, sometimes we have relationships that come into our lives and the season for those relationships are over, and those can sometimes be the hardest for us to let go because no one really likes to be by themselves that I know of. I mean, even if they think they do, they like comfort from someone every now and again. So relationships can be tough for a lot of people to let go of. And some people stay in relationships that are not healthy for them, be it mentally or physically or for whatever reason, or they may have evolved in a different direction than their partner has, and you're just kind of staying in the relationship because of, familiarity, complacency, financial reasons, children. There's a whole bunch of reasons why people stay in their relationships, but I always ultimately believe that happiness is a choice. You know, we all have the option to choose happiness. We can choose to make certain sacrifices, and we can choose to sacrifice our happiness for other reasons, and I'm not judging it good or bad either way, but I definitely believe that happiness is a choice, and no one is in control of your life but you, basically. You hold the reins to it. I mean, you sit up and you think and dream and subconsciously think about things that are eventually going to manifest themselves in your life because we get what we think about and what we speak about, whether that's good or bad. And if you don't believe me, you just try it out for yourself and just start to pay more attention to what's coming out of your mouth and watch how what comes out of your mouth is showing up in your life, be it good or bad. I try and be really mindful of not only my words but my thoughts and how I'm thinking about certain situations. If I'm sitting around feeling pitiful and broke, then that is tuning into poverty consciousness. So then I'm sitting there experiencing the feeling of brokenness, so I'm just going to continue to have that experience. But if I'm sitting having and feeling the experience of abundance, you know, I have everything that I already need, and walking out into the street as if I already have what it is I feel that I'm lacking monetarily, your whole experience changes, you know? So I want to give out the call-in number again, and I do have someone holding here. I want to bring in on the conversation. The number's 310-807-5193. Got about 15 more minutes here. I'd love to hear from you. And I'm going to bring in a caller now from the 510-232 prefix and see if they have a comment. Let's see. Hello, caller 510-232. Are you there? This is Aisha. Hello, 510-232 number. Did you have a comment? I guess we have a lot of people calling in this evening just to listen, and that's fine. Sometimes if you don't have internet access, you're more than welcome to call in the 310-807-5193 and listen from wherever you are. We're talking about letting go this evening. When is it time to let go? Why letting go is important and what happens after you let go. For women, letting go is particularly important, and I'm really passionate about women because that's the demographic I've been working with the last 10 years in the spa business. You know, it's primarily women that come in, that lie down, and what I found is common in a lot of these women are just female reproductive problems. Lots of women coming in with fibroids and endometriosis, really super heavy periods and things like that. That a lot of it is rooted in emotional baggage. You know, we as women store a lot of our emotional experiences, whether they're good or bad, but particularly the negative ones, in our womb region. And what was consistent with a lot of these women that were coming in that were having the fibroids and signing up to get hysterectomies, a lot of them under the age of 30, which would just kill me and appall me every time, a lot of the things that they had in common was, you know, real high flesh food diets, processed foods, lots of sugar, high stress. Most of them were not happy in a lot of their situations, be it relationships or jobs or something was going on in their lives, or they had just been through, you know, so much negative drama in their relationships that, you know, it just starts to build up. And that emotion is going somewhere if you don't do anything to release it, be it, you know, praying, you know, for it to go away, or more than anything, just forgiving. There's so much power in forgiveness, and forgiveness has nothing to do with the other person. It's everything and everything to do with you. We're going to do a whole segment on forgiveness, but I just wanted to touch on how important that piece is and how you're able to release so much when you do forgive and let go. And you don't have to speak to a person to forgive them. You don't ever have to talk to them. You can just write down, I forgive you such and such on a piece of paper, and it's done. Rip it up, and it's done. Or just say it and feel it and experience the emotion of forgiveness and just see how things happen for you. That's another form of letting go, you know, letting go old grudges that you may be holding. There's people holding on to grudges and stuff that happened to them when they were 12 years old that someone may have done to them, and they may not be talking to the person, but they're still carrying the anger and the frustration around. If you bring it up, they start going off. We have that happen with a lot of women in their relationships, you know, or with the child's father. If they have a child with someone, I hear that a lot. There'll be so much anger and animosity around the child's father, and he's going to be who he is. And what we have to know as people is we can't change anybody. All we can do is change ourselves and how we are going to respond and react in the situation. But you don't have power to change anybody, you know. And if your relationship with the child's father has been over for 5 or 10 years or something like that, or however long it's been, and you can't even bring up his name without becoming irate and, you know, going flying off the handle, particularly in front of your children, there's some forgiveness that you need to do, you know, with that person, even if he is who he is. He's going to be who he is. So he's going to be the father of the child, you know, indefinitely. So you have to have some sort of a, hopefully, a working relationship with that person. So that, again, is another segment and topic. But forgiveness is really big. I have a caller that called in that I want to see if they want to join in on the conversation. It's from a 415-368 number. See if I can get them in. Hello, caller. This is Aisha. Did you have a comment this evening?
Hi, Aisha.
Hi. What's your name?
This is your cousin Jamal from San Francisco.
Hi, cousin. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. I'm really enjoying your show. This is my first time hearing it, and I'm so glad that I finally caught it.
Oh, I'm so glad that you called in. Thank you so much for listening. That means a lot to me.
Oh.
Did you have a comment on letting go or anything you wanted to add in or an experience? Go for it.
Well, I just wanted to add in, and I just wanted to say that I don't think that you really learn to let go until you become an adult and start really living your own life, because I think that when you're younger, you tend to hold on more and you kind of feel guilty. At least I know I did when it comes to certain experiences and people, and feeling that just because you went to school with someone or you worked with someone that you have to keep in touch with them. And that's not really the case at all, because it's cool to say hello to people when you see them out and about, but you don't necessarily have to keep in contact with them, especially if you were not that close to begin with. And I know that for me, I used to feel very guilty about that. But now that I've gotten older, I just don't care anymore. And I realized that I only want to be around people that make me happy and that I enjoy being around. So if we don't really have that much in contact, then that's okay. So
right. You're right. I totally agree with you. And that's with relationships, you have to be really mindful about who you surround yourself with, particularly if you have a goal in mind or you're trying to walk a positive path and not be sucked into just negative frequencies. You got to handpick them. You can't just hang around everybody, and sometimes that includes people you grew up with or that you may have been close with, or family, people that were close friends. Just sometimes you have to, if you are not in a position to where you're not going to absorb that energy, you know, if you're still working on yourself, you can't be around that because you'll be influenced by it. So I'm with you about eliminating those relationships that aren't healthy, or, you know, casual acquaintances are one thing, but if I call you my friend, that's a totally different thing, you know.
I agree, and I just wanted to touch on what you were saying earlier about apologizing and forgiveness, and I think that's so very important when it comes to letting go, because we all have done something to someone, or we're in a relationship that really didn't go the way we thought it did, and sometimes we don't really resolve those feelings, and so we just go through life just carrying all of this anger and hurt with us, and we don't really release it. And so I really think that apologizing and forgiveness is really important in terms of moving on with your life, because you may not be able to go back and change what you did or what the other person did, but you can always start new with every day that you're alive. You're never too old to do something new. So
right.
I think that was very important that you touched on that.
Thank you. Thank you for your comment. I really appreciate you calling in and sharing your feedback. You know, you're welcome to call in anytime if something pops up.
I definitely will.
Thank you. I appreciate you. I love you, and thank you for calling.
Love you too, cousin. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. So I have somebody else that just called in. Let's see if they want to chime in on this conversation. Let's see, 510-472. Hello, caller. Are you there? Did you want to comment this evening?
Hi, Aisha. This is Star.
Hi.
How are
what's
you?
Your name? This is Star.
Star. Yes.
Hey, Star. How you doing?
Hi. Good. How are you?
I'm fabulous.
I'm enjoying.
To hear from you.
Likewise, I'm enjoying the show. I think that you are making very good points about forgiveness. It is something that the person need to do, the individual need to do to let it go. It's very important to let go of anything that can hinder you health-wise, it can hinder you spiritually and for receiving your blessings, because, you know, holding on to things allows you to focus more on the hurt and the pain versus focusing on the more positive and, you know, the peaceful things that life has to offer. So I think you made a very valid point with that. But what I would like to ask you is, what would you suggest as a ongoing, not necessarily remedy, but let's say practice of dissecting emotions? Because what I tend to find with the people that I encounter, when they are holding on and they get riled up at the speak of someone's name, or, you know, they get a flashback of something, they see something, they're ready to jump the handle. You know, there's a lot of emotions that's attached to that, which is, you know, that individual's problem. So, you know, being in health and beauty, what would you recommend as something to kind of diffuse that? You know, some people can get over emotions immediately, and then others it takes time to kind of progress and get over it. So what would you recommend? Would you suggest maybe meditation or constant reading, or are there any hobbies that you would you know, put out there that may be a practice?
Thank you for your question, first of all, Star. Me personally, some of the things that I do, I have to work out, not just to maintain a certain size or anything like that, but more than anything, it really does help you release emotion and negative energy that you could be holding in. You know, I can wake up and feel just like crap for whatever reason, because, you know, I might just be on a Scorpio day. And then I go and exercise and jog, and the endorphins are released, and I'm automatically feeling better. So something active, you have to do something something to keep your body active, be it dancing, walking, jogging, taking the stairs, stuff, elevator, going to the gym, whatever your thing is, staying active really helps you from the stress mounting and building. Another thing I like to do is when I feel myself getting upset about something or a name or topic or something like that comes up and it starts to piss me off, I really have to go within and ask, what about that particular situation rubbed me the wrong way? You know, is it just that person did something I didn't want them to do? Well, that's going into me trying to control another person's actions, and I can't control anybody but Aisha. So I do a lot of self-checking first, you know, if I notice something is annoying me. And then right there in that moment of annoyance, I'll just say an affirmation or a prayer, you know, please, I forgive this individual for whatever I feel that they may, for whatever wrongs I feel that they may have brought upon me. You know, I release this. Amen. You can say a prayer right then and there. I'm a big fan of journaling, writing your anger down, because anger is a part of the healing process, so I don't like to discount anger and act like it doesn't have its place. It's just how you display the anger that can sometimes be unhealthy and get us in trouble. So writing is really big for me. Even if you're just writing on a piece of paper, damn, 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 I hate you, I hate you, I hate you, whatever it is, as long as you're releasing it and getting out of your system. And then just knowing your body and just knowing yourself and knowing when things are mounting and when you have to take a chill out, some me time, you know, check into your bathroom, which I like to call your hydrotherapy room, and take a bath for a minute, light a candle, put some milk in the water with you, just check out for a moment, go within, and meditation is always good because it's going to help you tap into your subconscious mind for all of our answers to any question that we could come up with is going to lie if we know how to quiet our minds enough to tap into it. So those are a few things that I personally do that kind of help me with it. Therapy is another one, you know, that works for some people, lying down and talking about it. But just trying something and having awareness of the fact that holding all that anger is not going to be healthy for you is the first step. And then you can try any of the above and see what works for you. So I hope that helped out a little bit.
Yeah, that was great. That was great. And I appreciate the answer. And I think you said something that was very valid initially, which is, you know, you have to, you know, look at yourself. In other words, check yourself in the mirror. And, you know, that's pretty hard to do for some people, you know, to look in the mirror and see the ugly. You know, we can all look in the mirror and see the beauty in our hair and our eyes and eyelashes and makeup, the gloss and all this and the other. But, you know, when it's time to really look deep at the ugly part, I think that some of us get kind of scared, you know, get kind of frightened about that because, you know, it's not the surface. It's more in depth. It's more to the core. And, you know, some people don't know how to deal with that. And I think that that was a very valid point. Meditating is a very good way of doing it, and just taking 5 to 10 minutes out of the day to relax and to get that stress out. Exercises. And so I agree.
And I'm so sorry to cut you off, but it just told me we got about 30 seconds left and it's going to cut us all off. So thank you so much for calling
in
and for listening. Girl, I love you. I appreciate your calling, your support. And thank you everybody else that has called in this evening, that has been listening. I'm here every Tuesday, 8 p.m. Pacific time, 11 p.m. Eastern time. I really enjoyed myself this evening. I think this was a great topic, and I look forward to, if you guys have any suggestions or topics that you are interested in hearing me talk about or would like to feature on this show, feel free to hit me on Facebook. My name's Aisha, A-S-H-I-A, Exotic Faces, or you can go to blogspot.com/here2inspire, and that is my blog as well as the radio show will be archived there. So I'm going to leave you with Legacy this evening. It's all right. At the end of the day, everything is all right, people. So live, love, laugh, and enjoy your week. I will check you out next week.
Love you, Aisha.
Love you too. Bye.
Can make me so confused, but it's all right. Living It's gonna be alright.